And then the board could select the through STD those number of people that were put forward.
Thank you, David. Margaret.
Yeah, I would like to remind the board that the time frame that we have here, and hopefully we're not going to get bogged down in, you know, sort of not really allowing us to get the work done within the time frame that we have done. I think that looking at the makeup of Los Angeles and other things that Julie and Bill really did put in a lot of work and put in a lot of research. And I think that, you know, we really should move forward with the proposal, considering the number of things that people have raised here today. And I would like to ask and suggest to Bill and Julie and see how you and others feel about it, because I think that we should expand the numbers. I do think that the Native American, as well as, I'll say Middle Eastern in quotes, because some people do find that offensive, but just for the, you know, for everyone here to know exactly what we're talking about, should also be included in it. And I'm concerned that when we look at the breakdown of numbers, that we then not fall into, well, how do you determine that there's three, three, and three, but then one Native American, you know what I mean? So I think, so I just wanted to get some feedback from Bill and Julie about that. But in terms of artists with religious background and all that sort of thing, I think that people will consider all of that, the gay, trans, bi, the youth, et cetera, because many, I mean, all of us are in these communities as well. Economic background, I also think, is very important consideration. So I think that we should move forward to set up the committee. I appreciate what Harrison is saying about having a town hall meeting. My concern about it, from what I've seen of these meetings, it really depends on who can pack the meeting in terms of which way the vote goes. So I think if we're going to go that route, we have to make sure that in fact it is a meeting and do the hard work, Harrison and others, of making sure that communities and grassroots communities are represented in that meeting. If not, it really becomes something else.
Thanks.
I'm all for town hall meetings, I'm all for openness, but I think we also have to be realistic with
Thank
what
you.
We have
Thank
and
you.
Move forward in a good way.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you very much.
Jane.
Jim,
I was just going to say, Israel asked
what
the purpose
is. You know what, you're not on the stack.
Wait, excuse me, just give me one moment, just one moment. Is Jane relinquishing her time?
No,
I'm going
to be
all
the
time.
Wait,
excuse me.
I have asked Bill and Julie also about expansion.
I would
like to hear what they say.
Well,
if this is something you're
open to. Sure, okay. Anytime. The concrete The
yeah.
concrete question that you directed, you wanted them to answer now instead
yes.
of at it. All right, why don't you take a moment to respond, please?
Yes.
The answer was yes.
Yeah.
That was great.
Close question.
We should
expand
it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to Jane, please.
Actually, Sherna and Harrison really covered my points. I just want one point that concerned me that David brought up. I just think that for just the people here of color to be the only recommendations, is that what you meant, David? Just people of color on this board would be the only people able to recommend?
No, I just meant
okay.
predominant.
Yeah. Pardon?
I just said they'd be predominant on the committee for all
the Right. Okay. That's it. I don't need it anymore. Everybody said what I mean.
Thank you, Jane. Leslie.
I'd like to say, I've heard the number of questions raised. I can verify that as of the 2000 census, the figures across the signal area match what you have pretty closely for 2002, and I did that work on the 2000 census. Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
thank you.
So sorry.
What I'd like to say to this board is that we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here of what's dividing this board, and I think we need to be open about it. I think this board needs to take the bold step of saying our community needs assessment, needs to assess the needs of those communities that are not well represented. That at this point in time, we know what the predominant communities at KPFK need and want. We have to make some hard choices. We have a limited group and limited time. I say that as a body, we reach out to those communities now that we have not reached out to in the recent past, and that we hear what they have to say about this. It would be a bold move for this body to go there. I would plead with this body that we find out what we're not hearing, that we find out what the needs are that are not being met. This community needs assessment cannot assess everything. We have to make choices, and that we make them in a positive and constructive direction.
And my apologies to you. I really am sorry I spoke out. Sonali.
I just want to speak primarily to the issue of diversity, and some folks raised the question of, does this group have to be consisting only of people of color? I think it does. I think it actually has to consist only of people of color. This body does not, but I think that the Community Advisory Board does. Some folks raise the issue of free thinkers, atheists, labor movement, artists, musicians, gays and lesbians. All of those people, as Margaret said, are present in communities of color. We have, you know, we can have black and brown artists, musicians, labor folks, gays, lesbians, etc. And I think that I would... There you go, and me too. Hey.
God bless you, my son.
Yeah, anyway, so I personally would like to see, you know, and I don't think it's enough for us to do voluntary outreach from our listeners, because I think the point of this is to diversify our listenership. And if we're going to look for volunteer nominations, it's, you know, it's assuming that our listenership itself is diverse, which I don't think it is, and most of us agree it isn't. I would like to personally see amazing people of color, radical activists who are based in their communities, who have as little to do with KPFK as possible.
Absolutely.
To be involved. I would be happy with 15, but no more, because large, you know, the larger you get, the harder it is for groups of people actually do work efficiently. I personally am in favor of the 3-3-3 split between African Americans, Latinos, and Asians. I think it's a very good thing. It's not perfect. It's a good place to start, and I really appreciate the spirit of solidarity that Julie and Bill decided they wanted to promote. One thing I would recommend is that we need to ensure that no less than 40% of the group are women, if possible, or, you know, just more. Some for it. You know, more. I would like 50. Oh, it's already 50? Never mind. So if, I think it's a good start. It's not perfect, you know, in terms of perfect proportional representation, but I think it's a good place to start, and I recommend that we do it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm going back on my word. We're going to have to let the body. Yeah. Simone is next. Absolutely.
Can we do a time check?
We're at time. Well, the chair recognizes our treasurer, Simone. Good.
Good. Thank you. Speaking as the only African American representative here. Male, that's the forgotten part. I do want to echo what Sonali said. You know, I do agree that what Bill and Julie put together in terms of the composition and demographic work was a very good point of reference to the CAB. As stated, the objective of the CAB is to outreach to underrepresented and diverse groups of people that have not been people who have had access to KPFK in the past and do not right now. So I think that, you know, the CAB should be a diverse group. The composition should reflect the demographics in the study. I agree with that. And, you know, the listenership is another issue as well. The listenership isn't right now as diverse as we would like it to be. And part of the reason is because enough diverse groups have not had access to KPFK to be able to provide input, to provide the type of programming that people want to listen to that would be able to facilitate the type of diversification that we would want. So, you know, I support the CAP, and I do agree that part of the focus that we should be looking at is trying to develop outreach into the communities and targeting the underrepresented groups instead of just expecting that they're just going to come. We have to go out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bill.
Well, I want to say that I really appreciated this discussion. And I have to admit, I came in with a kind of a knot in my stomach, because we know that this is always the most difficult issue that this society represents, and we're no exception. So I really appreciate what I feel is very strong support from many of the members of the board, and maybe most of the members of the board. I do want to say that the CAB is not the repository to just solve all of these problems. You know, so I think we have to see it as kind of a bold effort on our part to try some new things that would get us, hopefully, the connection with some of the communities that we really need to continue the transformation of the station and to really, to really enhance what the station is doing. I think that's what this would do. The other thing is that I think once we decide, and maybe Julie and I and some of the other folks could work on something from this once the process is concluded. I think we should write up some summary of this that we should send out to the Pacifica folks, because I think we're breaking some new ground here. I think we're breaking some important ground, and I think it's probably worth summarizing some of because I think what the stuff we've heard here, I think is speaking for myself, has really deepened I think my understanding of kind of this approach of what we're trying to get a hold of here. And I think it's very valuable, not just for us, but for Pacifica to understand. I do want to say that the majority of the communities that we recommended for the 3-3-3 are overwhelmingly working class communities. And so we really, all the criteria that we put in there that had come a lot from the last board discussion, we really feel that the representatives in those communities should represent primarily the majorities in our communities. We don't want a bunch of lawyers and business people and that may not necessarily reflect with the majority of our communities. You know, we want folks that understand what garment workers are going through and restaurant workers and people with empty bedpans. You know, the folks that should be informing the programming that we have, enriching the programming that we have, and listening.
Thank you.
Eagerly to what we have.
Thank you. Now, this is what we're going to do, unless someone appeals the decision of the chair. We're going to go to 5 speakers, then we're going to have a concrete motion that the board can act on. And then before the motion is acted on, we're going to public comment to hear from listener sponsors, then we're going to return to vote. So I want
we
people...
We have to have a motion to extend the time.
Yeah, all right. Is there a motion to extend the time?
In order, do you have a time certain, 9:35?
Yes, we do. What time is it now?
It's quarter to nine.
So we have a little bit of time.
But we need
a motion to extend time, and it has to be time certain. So moved. For say 15.
No.
10 minutes.
5 minutes.
No, that won't accommodate the speakers.
I would like to move right now to a motion, and to have debate on that motion. I think everybody has really spoken their hearts out.
Okay.
So I would like to have a motion, and I would like to move to approve this recommendation with the following amendment, and that is that the board, community advisory board.
Wait, excuse me. We don't have a motion that you can amend or alter.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay.
I think it would be more appropriate.
I'll make a motion
earlier, but he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, we're not going to vote until we have listener comment. That's built into the... Let me explain. The chair would like to have a concrete motion which people like Jan can speak to and alter, but we cannot start altering something that's not on the table. It would be most appropriate, and I also want to say that Fernando, Maria, Israel, Grace, and Niall will be the first people to speak to the motion, because they're on my stack, and I want to respect the fact that they were very gracious and patient. So we have four or five people to speak to the motion. Are we prepared to present to the board a motion? It can be quite general, but we have to have also specifics so we know what we're debating and voting on. We have to have a concrete motion. Okay, now I'm going to go to Israel's question on procedure.
Procedure.
All right. One moment. The chair recognizes Israel. A question on procedure.
I asked a question earlier. I'm not in a position to answer that question, which I think would be informative, namely the exact wording, which is not too lengthy, of the requirements for the CAB. May I just read that now, not as a comment,
no,
simply?
No, we
all need with objection.
Okay, the board is relatively aware of this information, but
I don't think so.
Well, okay. It would be appropriate if the task force makes the motion, and that would be Bill and Julie and Margaret. Their motion should be...
Can we have a couple of minutes to put it together?
Yes. Well, all right.
Why don't we have listener comment right now?
We could move to listener comment before the concrete motion. That would be perfectly acceptable. Okay. So we'll move to agenda item 3, 15 minutes of public comment. Lawrence, do you have a list?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and let's get the microphone for the listener sponsors. Who have been very...
Donna, I think we should have 30 minutes since we're not going to get to the other 15 minutes of listener comment.
Okay, the board would have to alter the approved agenda. The agenda was actually approved at 15, with 15 minutes coming later after other board action. So we take a concrete motion and a second to alter the agenda at this point.
I'd like to make that motion because I think otherwise we're going to be violating the bylaws requirements for 30 minutes.
It's been moved and seconded that this public comment be 30 minutes instead of 15. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Ed?
I don't see how you're going to get beyond this one point on the agenda
Okay. Any other comments? Leslie?
We're not going to get past this item on the agenda no matter what we do. If we have 30 minutes of listener comment, no matter where we put it. So I suggest we do it around this issue.
Okay, any further comments? Sure enough. And then we're going to go to Sonali.
If we have 30 minutes, which I do support having it now, that and we have a time certain for the 6A and 6B, we will have only 15 minutes to resolve the camp issue and the committee report. So we all realize that we will have only 6 minutes and are prepared to focus and deal with whatever motion Julie and Bill come up with and get it done in 15 minutes.
The question has been called. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. We call the question. You're not voting on the merits, but all the ending debate. Those in favor of calling the question, ending debate, raise your cards.
Please take your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed. The motion, question is called. Those in favor of making this public comment 30 minutes instead of 15, raise your cards.
Record
is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed. It passes. I'm going to inform the listener sponsors that because of our time crunch, correct me if I'm wrong, this is 90 seconds? 90 seconds. Should we assign someone else who can do the 90-second time? And I'm going to have to be very strict because we're going to be running out of time. This is our major agenda item. But who can keep time? So Julie is free to work.
I can.
Okay. The first public, we want to thank the public, the listeners, Francis, for being here. The first on the list?
Bob Linden.
Bob.
Well, if anything underscores the lack of representation of my constituents and their exclusion from the airwaves of KPFK, here it is right here. I haven't heard animals mentioned once. I haven't heard vegans mentioned once. I haven't heard animal liberation mentioned once. The major causes in our society right now are ignored by the station here and ignored by the station on the air. It's been ignored since 2 years ago when I made my proposal to bring animal liberation programming to KPFK. I gave Jane a copy of that proposal from 2 years ago. I don't know what the procedure is to get a show on the air or to get representation for, well, 2 years ago I applied for a show on the air. 2 years ago, that means 20 billion animals have been killed in that time. 20,000 million innocent lives. How about the pigs working at Farmer John's here, you know, getting their throats slashed for their job? How about the dogs and cats in the shelters getting murdered here? But nothing on KPFK, and I don't know how to get a new show on the air. I went to Armando, he said to come to the board. As you know, I came to you last time, you all gave me the blank look like, what are you coming to us for? Well, now there was a listener taking phone calls during the fund drive. She said to Armando, give Bob Linden a show. He's really political. You got to get him on there. Well, he said, well, maybe after the election, we'll give him a temporary one. Does he have the power to give a temporary one after the election? Or do you give it? I want to be the poster child for how a listener gets a show on the air, especially on issues of this concern. I get 90 seconds for the animals, you know, on KPFK.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a person who's always trying to be a vegan, I really appreciate that. I think it is a real lot. For me, however, there is one thing today that is now beginning to want to have a lot of diversity in the committee, and that is the interim or independent program council meeting that will begin with reaching out to people, various communities, to start committees that will address these issues of how do you get a program on the air and various things like that, so that we will have a structure so that people aren't meeting with Armando in some strange place or this or that. There'll be a regular schedule, but that as a community of listener sponsors, as a committee, we could possibly work with the program oversight committee as a part of it, would say, this is the procedure we would like to see happen. I am a potential programmer. This is what I would like to see. And all of them work together in each of their own groups. That's another potential for outreach for people of various communities to get together and formulate the program policy of KPFK and perhaps Pacifica. And so I want to bring that up and say, I believe you have been beginning to get your communications better, summertime, et cetera. And I appreciate that. And I want to suggest that this is good. Keep going and listening and hearing and breaking down barriers. And that's 10 more satisfied, okay? We are human beings and we must have compassion. We must look for the root causes of the violence and in ourselves and in others. And that could be with family and everything. So this is what the city is supposed to address. And yes, there are differences on the outside, but we must connect on the inside.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know either. I don't know the GI.
Thank you very much, Mark.